Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm in the middle of my fourth week of teaching on a subject that I've entitled, "You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It." And I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful teaching. You know, the Lord showed me things back in the 60s. Actually, it was probably around 71, 72 when I really began to get a revelation of the spiritual realm, who I am in Christ. And it totally changed the way I related to God. I realized that even though I may not see or feel the deliverance of God in my physical body, that in my spirit, I was a new person, and I already had everything in Christ. I began to become aware of the spiritual realm and who I was and what I had in Christ, and my Christian life changed from trying to get God to do something. Instead, I began to start receiving and believing what God had already given me in the Spirit. And boy, when that happened, it just revolutionized my life. It's like I was going this direction, and I turned and started going this direction. It's a 180-degree turn. And this is what this teaching is all about. And so for 40-something years, I've had this revelation, but I've been frustrated trying to get it out and share it with other people. And it was about, I forget the exact timing, but it was like 7 or 8 years ago that I would say things along these lines and people just wouldn't get it. And I could tell that they didn't get it because after the service, they'd come up and say something to me that was completely contrary to everything I'd been teaching. And so I was just praying, and about, I don't know, this might have been 9 years ago, I started praying and saying, "God, there's got to be a way I could teach people so that they could understand what I'm trying to talk about." And the Lord gave me this teaching that I've entitled, "You've Already Got It." And I mean, it'll make you turn and start going in an opposite direction. It will literally make a U-turn in most people's lives in the way that you relate to God and how you receive from God. It's really powerful. So again, I encourage you to please get those materials. I've been talking the last few days about what I've titled the triumphant procession. And I took this from Colossians chapter 2. And in verse 15, it says that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And I was talking about that this is describing how Satan has been stripped, spoiled of everything that was of any worth, any power, any authority that he had. He's been stripped of it. He's been made to be a show, an exhibition. And there was this, the Lord triumphed over him in it. This is Greek words that the Romans used to refer to a parade where they would take a conquered foe, strip them naked, tie them to a chariot or to a horse, and parade them through the streets of a town with their thumbs cut off and their big toes cut off, stripped naked so that people could see that you never have to fear this person again. They'll never terrorize you. If they had any power, any authority, they wouldn't let this happen to them. Well, likewise, there has been a triumphant procession, a parade where through the Word of God, where God has exposed the devil as being completely defeated. Now, he's not dead. The Scripture talks about that Satan still exists, and there is going to be a final time where the devil and his angels will be cast into the lake of fire. He will be turned loose for a brief period of time at the very end of this age. But right now, he is a stripped, defeated foe, is what the Scripture reveals him as. And I've used a lot of scriptures on this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 says we have to use these weapons to cast down imaginations and thoughts that come against us. Spiritual warfare is right between your ears. It's not out there in the heavenly places the way that the spiritual warfare crowd is preaching and that Satan has this demonic power and is controlling things. It says in Ephesians chapter 6 that we stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is talking about lies, deception, deceit. Satan's only power is to deceive us. to lie against the truth, to keep people ignorant of the truth. And if, say, for instance, we believe that, well, it's just natural when you pass 40 that you got to start having hurts and pains and that you got to start winding down. You're over the hill. You start giving people black balloons. You start confessing about, well, there's two things that go when you get old. One of them is that you forget things, and I can't remember what the second one is. You start making jokes like that, and you know what? Then you start coming under all of this sickness and disease and things. But you can go to the Word of God, and you can find in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, where Moses' eyesight wasn't dim, nor his natural force abated. And if Moses could do that under an inferior covenant, what we have is better than what Moses had, then praise God, you can be at least 120 years old and your eyesight not dim or your force abated. You can walk in supernatural health. We do not have to have all of this. And there's some of you arguing right now and saying, well, now that's not so. And you know what? That's what the devil has told you. And because of it, if you agree with him, you can get what you believe. I know that many of you are just thinking, oh, you are absolutely weird. Well, I think you're weird because you don't go by what the Word says. You go by what old Aunt Susie said, what your grandfather or somebody else said. I'm telling you, the Word says, with long life, Psalms chapter 91, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life. It's a blessing of God. If you honor your father and mother, you will live long upon this land. If you have a merry heart, it does good like a medicine. And on you could go with scriptures. There are things that affect your physical health. And I tell you, here's one of the lies of the devil. Today, we have become so humanistic, not only the secular world, but the church. The church has gotten to where we take so many of our cues and so much of our foundational thinking from the world. I tell you, one of the things that really grates on me, really bothers me, is if you turn on Christian radio, Christian television, I don't know what percentage, but I wouldn't be shocked to find that it's 30% or more of Christian programming is about health, exercise, diet, take this cream, put this cream on, do this, and it's all into these holistic type of things. Now, there is a place for that, but I don't believe it's the place that it occupies. Most Christians have taken a cue from the world, and they believe that the key to longevity is diet and exercise. Now, I don't doubt that that has something to do with it. If you don't eat, like say, for instance, if you never eat anything, you aren't going to live very long. And if you eat all bad stuff that's bad for you, it'll clog your arteries up. And yes, you can have a heart attack. I do believe that you have to eat right. And I do believe that you're supposed to exercise. But you know what? The Scripture says honoring your father and mother will cause you to live long upon this land in Exodus chapter 20. It says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Over in the book of Psalms, it talks about doing all of these things and how that produces long life and length of days will this add unto you. And the Scripture says that things like integrity, honesty, joy, honoring your parents, stuff like this prolongs life. And yet the average Christian, if you ask them, it's all organic. It's all just physical. It all comes down to the food you eat and whether or not you exercise. I believe that that's a part of it, but I would be shocked. I mean, I'm just pulling this out of the air. This is andiology. I don't have a scripture to stand on for this. But I think that diet and exercise might be 20 or 30% of your health. And then other things. Are you honoring those in authority, like your parents? Are you rebellious? The Bible says over in 1 Samuel chapter 15, I forget, around verse 23, stubbornness is as iniquity and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. There's some people watching this that I guarantee you just don't submit to anybody. Nobody tells you what to do. You have an arrogant, independent, rebellious attitude that was expressed towards your parents. Now it's expressed towards the law officials. It may be expressed towards the people that you work for. And you just have a, you are the center of the universe attitude, and nobody tells you what to do. And if you do obey somebody, you don't do it with a good heart. You do it with mumbling and griping and complaining under your breath. And you can't understand how that's affecting your physical body. The Bible says in James 3:16, where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Not some evil works, every evil work. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, God isn't the author of confusion. So guess who is? That's the devil. So where envying and strife is, there is the devil and every evil work. You just turn the devil loose. It's like you open up the doors. You put up a welcome sign. Sickness, disease, poverty, hatred, strife, whatever, come in. Just destroy my life. You go to operating in envy and strife, and it opens up a door to every evil work. And yet, people see, don't take these things into account. They just think it's all has to do with what you eat and whether or not you exercise. And that's not true. You know what that is? That's one of the lies that the devil has put forth. Our media today is not controlled by God. It's controlled by ungodly people. It reflects ungodly attitudes. And this is the way that the world looks at it because they don't acknowledge God. They don't understand spiritual truths and how they affect your physical body. And so from a humanistic, ungodly, no God in this world perspective, everything just comes down to them about what you eat and how you exercise. And that's a part of it, but it's not the dominant part, not according to Scripture. You know, if the attitude that is being promoted today and accepted by so many Christians today was true, then Jesus did not give us the information that we need to live a healthy life. Because if He was God and He knew all of these things, why didn't He put down all of these dietary laws and stuff? Some people are thinking right now, well, they did in the Bible. There are dietary laws. But the Scripture says in Colossians 2:16 and 17 concerning eating meat and different things like that, that those were only pictures and shadows of New Testament realities. In the last days, people will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, commanding to abstain from meats and things like this. And it says it's a doctrine of the devil. Nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving and prayer. And yet there are Christians today that preach that, no, you've got to observe all of these dietary laws. You can't eat pork. You can't eat shrimp. You can't eat any fish. All of this kind of things that were in the Old Testament law. And they're saying that that's the secret to health and longevity. And yet the Bible says that's a doctrine of the devil if you say that. Now, am I saying that you are just free to eat anything? I think if you do anything in moderation, the Bible teaches moderation in everything. Whatever you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. If you eat anything in moderation, I don't think it's going to hurt you. And I do believe that the way you eat and exercise is a part of health. But again, I emphasize, the Scripture says you honor your parents and you will live long on this land. The Scripture says you a merry heart does good like a medicine. And see, I believe that one of the reasons that people have so many physical problems is because they're only looking to the physical, natural realm. They don't understand that spiritual things, spiritual attitudes, the emotions that you have are more of a factor in your health than these other physical, natural things. I'm not saying that we go to an extreme either direction, but I'm saying that we have not put the priority on spiritual things. That is a lie of the devil. And if that's the way you think, then you are going to be limited to the things that you see happening in the natural realm. And when I say that Moses lived to be 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated or his eyesight dim, and the covenant we have is better than the covenant he had, many scriptures say that, And if all those things be true, well, then we should be able to operate like that. But immediately this humanistic type of thinking kicks in that I believe is a lie, a deception from the devil to where, oh, no, you can't do that. At 60, you have to start slowing down at this. You know, and because of that, that's the reason that you aren't healthy is because you have believed a lie. Satan doesn't have the power to force you to be decrepit and sick in your old age. But he has laid down a system of lie that is embraced and promoted and spoken by nearly anybody and everything. And if you buy into the way he thinks, then that's how he's snuffing your life out. That's how you have all of these problems. You don't have to be that way. I just saw something recently about a man who I think is 92 or 94 years old who's still snowboarding. And still doing all of these things. Most people would say, you can't do that. Well, he's doing it. And then people would say, well, his genes. He must have some really good genes. And again, you're looking for only a natural, physical reason. You don't understand that there can be spiritual, emotional things that also affect our health. You know, I'm always amused. They'll go over to Japan and they'll find the Japanese who have one of the lowest occurrences of heart disease of any group of people in the world. And so you'll have people who go and say, well, it's because they eat a lot of fish. Fish must be high in, these certain type of oils and stuff. And so they look for a physical reason and they look at their diet and they say, this is the reason. And yet they miss the fact that the Japanese honor their parents to the point that some of them actually worship their parents. Now, that's not what we're supposed to do, but I'm saying you talk about honoring parents, they certainly honor and respect those in old age. The whole Japanese culture is based on respect and honor. And the Bible just happens to say that when you honor your father and mother, you'll live a long life. Why didn't anybody ever factor that into their research? But see, they ignore spiritual things. They look at things only from a carnal standpoint, and they miss these spiritual truths. I got off on all of this by saying that, you know what? The Word of God teaches that if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. He can't force you into being decrepit and diseased and poor and blind and sick and miserable and on it goes. But even the Christian realm today has embraced humanistic views. They aren't basing their thinking on the Word of God. They're dealing with things because we are so influenced by our culture, our ungodly culture, our non-Christian culture that is trying to find a physical, organic answer for everything. And sad to say, most Christians are plugged into that. And they are listening to this stuff. And after a while, we get to where we believe this. And this is how Satan is hindering us and hurting us. I've been using today's program primarily to talk about just in physical, natural things. But the same thing's true emotionally. We've been taught values. We've been taught that when you're middle-aged, you're supposed to go through a crisis. Did you know I didn't even know that you were supposed to have a crisis when I was middle-aged? I missed it because I didn't know about it. Today, if you saw a kid grow up without a father, my father died when I was 12 years old, and I grew up without a father. And you know, according to psychology today, you couldn't be normal. And there's plenty of people that would argue whether or not I am normal. But I can tell you that before my mother died, she died in 2009, she told me, she says, "Praise God, you never gave me a moment's trouble." Which is not 100% accurate. That was through a mother's eyes. But I'm saying I never went through rebellion. I never went out and drank and did all of this stuff. I never caused any of these things. I grew up without being warped. I grew up without all of the problems. People today would say, no, you can't do that because we have let the secular, ungodly psychologist influence us. And many Christians have just thought, oh, my child is without a parent, I'm a single mother or whatever, I doesn't have a man in his life, he can't be normal. And because you believe that, that's the reason that Satan is able to come in and steal, kill, and to destroy. You can turn to the Lord and God can take care of things. You know, when my dad died, I remember reading in Psalms chapter 27, and it says, when your father or mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. Now, my father didn't forsake me in the sense that he just left us or something, but he was gone. I didn't have a father. And you know what? I turned to the Lord, and I remember asking God to be my father and to take care of me. And God took care of me. The Lord showed me things, and I was able to deal with it. That can happen for any of you. I'm not saying that we should, you know, encourage divorce and single parenting and things like that, but I'm saying whatever situation you find yourself in, quit listening to the psychologists that don't factor God into it, that tell you that you're only an evolved animal. You're no different than a dog. You're just a little further up the evolutionary chain, but you just respond to stimuli, and if this happens, well, then you're just justified for being a jerk the rest of your life. That is not true. See, these are ways that Satan comes at us with all of this kind of thinking, and because of it, we've embraced these thoughts, and these thoughts become limits on us. We can't live a long, healthy life and still have strong eyesight at 120, because that's not what our society says. The Bible says it about Moses, but no, that's not what our society says. If you believe that, if you buy into the lie of this society, then you will have poor eyesight, and you will be decrepit, and you will go out with a whimper instead of with a shout. If you buy into all of the psychobabble of our world today that, you know, you were abused when you were a child, so therefore that's a justification for you to limp through life with a chip on your shoulder and bitterness and hurt and unforgiveness and stuff. And if you approach things from just that kind of thinking, if you embrace the thinking of this world and don't embrace the thinking of the Word of God, where you should forgive and let it go and let God come in and heal and take these things away so that He just totally sets you free. But see, if you accept the world's thinking instead of the Word's thinking, well, then you'll get whatever you think. Proverbs 23:7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Your life is going the way of your dominant thoughts. And sad to say, most of our thoughts aren't coming from the Word of God. You know, everything I've said here today, I have quoted a lot of Scripture. I referred to a lot of Scriptures, and I'm not sure they put them all on the screen. But I have quoted and referred to a lot of Scripture. And yet most people say, well, that's not what I believe. I don't think that that can happen. Where did you get your opinions from? You got them from the world, from the news. This is the way that your Aunt Susie taught you. This is the way it's been for generations. And sad to say, that's how Satan comes against us, is through thoughts. All he can do is lie and deceive. He doesn't have power to force you into any form of defeat. All he can do is lie to you, and he has lots of avenues coming at every one of us. We need to close those doors, go to the Word of God, find out that Satan is stripped and that we're the ones with the power, and you can overcome all of these things. I'm out of time today, but I will continue this program, this teaching on our program tomorrow. I encourage you to listen in, and also listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can receive these materials, and please call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled, You've Already Got It, is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, You've Already Got It is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The fourth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD titled The Triumphant Procession, free of charge. A condensed version of You've Already Got It is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at Caris Christian Center, Sunday, October 2nd. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th, in Warwick, England, for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
While flipping TV channels in their home in Kathmandu, Nepal, Bob and Dawa Wesley stumbled across the Gospel Truth broadcast with Andrew Womack, and their lives were changed forever.
When I found out that how much God loved me and what He did for me, I started understanding the gospel, actually.
Desiring to fulfill God's call on their lives, Bob and Dawa moved to Colorado Springs and attended Caris Bible College. Then it was back to Nepal and back to work.
I started walking towards my office and I started seeing these two little boys, and their feet was cracked and, you know, their clothes were really, really dirty. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said, feed them.
With that direction from God, their ministry was born, feeding the destitute boys of Kathmandu, both physically and spiritually.
I've always focused on sharing the gospel with these kids. And it is only the Word of God that changes the lives of the people. It is only the gospel.
Another changed life, changing the world. Andrew Womack Ministries and Caris Bible College. Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles, and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net.